Chapter 7. Time to Rest. Roper kept his promise and gave Jonathan a little cottage on the other side of Crystal Island. It had a small terrace and steps that went down to the beach. Each morning, Jonathan swam in the sea, and then he put on his clothes and went for a walk along the beach or through the forest. Sometimes he met Jed there, riding her horse. She was usually with Daniel, or sometimes she was with Roper's other guests. At other times, Jonathan met Roper, and they ran or swam together, often without speaking. Then Roper usually swam to the beach and walked back to his house. "You can have any woman here except Jed," Corcoran told Jonathan. "If you sleep with her, he will kill you, and so will I."
"Well, thanks, Corky," Jonathan replied. "Where did he find her anyway?"
"The story is that he met her at a French horse sale."
"So that's how it's done," thought Jonathan. "You go to France, buy a horse, and come back with a beautiful woman. Easy." But Jonathan could not stop staring at her. He watched her every day and night and told himself how awful she was. He watched her swim, her skin golden in the sun, or laughing with her friend Caroline Langbourne. He did not like her, but he wanted to be near her.
"You've sold yourself to Roper," he shouted at her in his head.
"Sophie sold herself to men too," he thought angrily. But she knew it. Some mornings, Jonathan climbed a hill away from Roper's house and carried on up until he came to a row of old houses where no one lived anymore. He always walked to the end of the row. There he came to a large metal can that lay on its side. He moved the can and began to dig the ground with a knife. The phone was in a metal box in the ground, put there some days before by Rook. Jonathan switched it on and called the number. He waited until Burr answered.
"How have you been?" Burr asked.
"How have I been?" thought Jonathan.
"I'm frightened. I'm falling in love with a woman who is beautiful but stupid. I'm holding on to my life by my fingers. But this is what you promised me, isn't it?"
Burr wanted to know the names of the people who had visited Roper. There were guests with planes and helicopters, Jonathan told him. There were lunch guests and weekend guests. There were some people who looked after Ironbrand. There was Lord Langbourne and his wife, and a big Italian man. There were some bankers from England, who Burr hated most, and finally Apostol, the little Greek-American who had recognised Jonathan from Meister's. Burr listened carefully to everything and told Jonathan about each guest, what they did for Roper and how Roper was using them. Then he said,
"Remember what I told you about his office. Don't go in there, Jonathan. It's too much of a risk."
In the evenings, Jonathan usually had dinner at Roper's house. Sometimes Corcoran was there, sometimes not.
"Roper's not very happy with Corky at the moment," Jed whispered to Jonathan, and then she went quiet. She knew that she should not tell him Roper's secrets.
Roper talked on the phone a lot. To the captain of the Pasha, or to his antiques dealer in London, or to the man who looked after his horses. There were days when Roper was there and days when he was away selling farms.
He never told anyone when he was going, but everyone seemed happier when he was gone. Most of the time, it was Jed who spent time with Jonathan and asked him how he was feeling.
"Oh, Thomas, how are you? Any headaches? No? Oh, good."
And it was she who told him about how unhappy Caroline Langbourne was with her husband, Sandy.
"He's being a pig to her, Thomas. He's always going away and leaving her with the children. It's terrible."
Jonathan began to spend a lot of time with Daniel, too. He often walked or swam with him. One morning, when Jed and Roper were arguing loudly about Langbourne and his wife, he took Daniel to the river and taught him how to catch a fish with his hands. The next day, Roper, Corcoran and Langbourne flew to Nassau.
"I like it when Dad's away,"
Daniel said to Jonathan and Jed at dinner.
"It's best when it's just us and Thomas. It's more normal."
"Daniel, that's not very nice," said Jed,
but she did not look at Jonathan when she said it.